Today, the mayor of York, Pennsylvania, is surrendering to charges of murder. Charlie Robertson was a police officer when race riots gripped the city more than three decades ago. A new investigation finds he may have played a role in the death of a young black woman during the unrest. From member station WITF, Damon Baumer reports.
At a press conference on the steps of City Hall yesterday, York Mayor Charlie Robertson briefly lost the composure he's displayed for weeks.
Murder is the charge. Murder is the charge. I'm standing here in disbelief as to the charge, which they must prove. And to this, I maintain my innocence.
In 1969, Officer Charlie Robertson was first on the scene when Lily Bell Allen was killed. She was ambushed after her car stalled on railroad tracks. Affidavits from testimony before a grand jury impaneled late last year seemed to indicate Robertson gave ammunition to members of a street gang who were firing at the car. Five of those men have already been arrested. Robertson admits to having held racist views. In fact, he shouted white power at a rally days before the shooting. But he says he doesn't think that way anymore and insists he was not involved in the killing. Weeks of speculation as to whether Robertson would be arrested have been uncomfortable for this blue-collar town, where some people would rather forget about the week of violence in which dozens were injured, hundreds arrested, and whole city blocks burned. But York County Assistant District Attorney Tom Kelly says after years of anguish for Allen's family, it's time for this case to be resolved.
I think people acknowledge that justice needs to be sought in these matters, and that while time has passed since they occurred, the passage of time does not obviate the search for justice.
Scott Oberholzer, an expert in criminal law who's been following the case, says its outcome is far from certain. Robertson's being accused of murder in part because that's the only charge that has no statute of limitations. You can't try someone for aiding and abetting a 32-year-old crime. And Oberholzer says prosecutors must convince a jury that Robertson meant to kill Allen.
It's intent and knowledge. They have to prove intent and knowledge on the part of the people that are once removed from the actual event that what they did was done with the intent of facilitating the actual crime.
A murder trial may emerge at center stage in the months ahead, but there are subplots to this drama. Robertson just won a primary election, edging out a black city councilman by less than 100 votes, and he vows to continue the campaign for a third term. He complains prosecutors are interfering, trying him in the court of public opinion, just in case he's found not guilty. Meanwhile, the grand jury is still authorized to probe the riots for several more months, and it's yet to ask for indictments in connection with the other death, that of Henry Shad, who was a white rookie cop. For NPR News, I'm Damon Baumer in York, Pennsylvania.